Episode 468, March 2nd, 2020.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
F***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
The punk? Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe Chat Room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
It's good to be back, everybody. We missed last week.
You figured we'd have a ton to talk about, but
well,
not really.
We do have something special. We do have a Gramps story.
Yeah, okay.
And I feel like we should get right to it, but I know you, I don't know about Robbie, but you, Joe, you don't really look forward to these Gramps stories.
I don't know that they portray, I don't necessarily like the way that he's portrayed in a lot of these.
But he's a character on the show.
Yes, yes.
He's a beloved character.
He is.
And these stories are part of what makes him beloved, right?
Well, let's hear him.
Well, hold on. I just think, I know, Robbie, we hate to give you more work, but shouldn't we have some production for a Gramps story?
You know what I can do? No, here's what we're going to do. Robbie, I'm going to have Jeremy Woodworth write a song to play before. You don't have to do it. He'll do it.
Now, the other thing I was thinking, why don't we...
Can we not do that?
Yeah, I don't actually like that idea. I trust Robbie's ability to do something. We want Gramps to like the production. I don't know if he's a big Jeremy Woodworth fan.
I doubt it.
Remember I posted the video of Eric at your wedding that got like the most views ever? And then Gramps was like, oh, the screeching. He hated the singing.
Yeah.
You know, it was beloved by everyone.
Yes.
The help was going crazy.
Well, he's definitely not going to like Jeremy because Jeremy is much less melodic than Eric.
But shouldn't we get a sponsor for the Gramps story?
Yeah, like some sort of lubricant or something.
Okay, well, who would be? Is that what you want for the sponsor?
No, I don't. But
I would like to reach out to Mac Bergson.
Okay.
Can we have Mac's company sponsor the Gramps story? I think that this would be the most appropriate.
This is how we get Mac Bergson fired.
Speaking of that, I have something for you. Don't let me forget.
Okay.
From Mac, yeah.
All right. Why can't Gramps just be his own sponsor? Sponsor his life insurance.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, because then...
Because the people who buy his insurance don't listen to the Robin Joe show.
Well, he can't get new clients. Don't you guys want him to branch out?
Only women. He'll only get female.
Do you have to do this in person? You can't just take clients over the phone? I know he can't do the internet, but...
No, it's weird. You probably can email and phone, which is how 90...
Don't you have to have a physical checkup on someone? A doctor or something?
No.
Look at him?
Probably not. 99.9% of all business today is done via email or not even phone anymore, right?
Yeah, email.
And my father is physically knocking on doors still.
He's still door knocking.
He's still walking up going, give me a paper check. That's really happening.
Here it is, Gramps' story.
Or drive me to the ATM and get cash.
God, wow. I don't know if everyone will remember a story on the show 2 years ago when a girl's mother asked if I would take her to the prom.
Yeah, I do remember that.
How could we forget that?
I do remember.
About 2 years later, the girl texted me and asked me what I would like to do to her. Since then, I have not received texts from her until just a few days ago. I received texts 4 days in a row, and at first they were just friendly. She asked when was the next time I was coming to see her mother. I gave her the date, and she said she thought she would be home that day. I said, I look forward to seeing your pretty face. I know
that's
you want
to discourage her.
Yeah. She said, I know you want to see more than just my pretty face. and I'm going to show it to you.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what I'm going to see this coming Friday. It's not surprising that a young woman would want to show something to a young man like me. Now, is Gramps, because this, there's been a Friday since then.
Oh, since he sent it.
Yeah, so I feel like there should be an update.
Well, Gramps, did you get to see her vagina? What can you type in chat? Did you get to see her tits? Like, what did she show? By the way, say, I'm going to show you more than that. That implies you're going to show him your tits, your ass, or your vagina, right?
Of course, yeah. So, or at least in your panties or in your bra.
Yeah, so let's, what do we got here? We're going to wait for the message to come up. And
I assume Gramps is in chat. By the way, it's funny that have you ever been asked to prom in your life?
No,
me neither. Robbie?
No.
So Gramps has been asked recently.
I kind of was, does this count? I dated a girl when I was I dated a senior in high school when I was a sophomore in college.
Yeah.
Heather Chadwick.
You always liked him young.
She'll be in chat next week.
Yes.
Graham said I got there late, said she had already left for work, so he didn't get a chance to, whatever she was going to show him, he didn't get a chance to see.
I was asked to prom once, I remember.
Who?
When I was already out of high school, when I was in college.
Just like Joe's story.
Mm-hmm.
When I was working at the movie theater in Bowie, one of the friends of one of the people I work with asked me.
Matt Colby said a senior in high school seems a little old for Joe. Hey, my beloved turned 30.
Yes. Now, I was out of town, but did you guys do anything exciting?
So I got her. Do you know what a float is? It's where you sit in a dark room. No, and you float in water for like an hour.
What?
That's what she wanted.
No.
But
it's some sort of
therapeutic
thing. Here's the deal.
Hey, Katie, come here. So she asked for that.
Uh-huh.
But I think after she started doing it, she realized that she didn't like it.
She's by herself?
Hold on. Hey, Katie, where are you?
She's coughing.
Oh, there
you go. The coronavirus.
Oh, God,
so there was no party? Like her parents didn't do anything?
We went out to dinner with her and her parents.
All right.
It's funny. We went out to dinner at this place called Julep because our friend Erica, we talk about a lot on here, she got a job there at Julep.
Awesome. Where's that at?
You know where in Annapolis where the Outback is?
Yes, I do.
There used to be a Bertucci's right by it. That's now Julep.
There used to be a movie theater over there.
That's
where I saw Die Hard.
Yep.
Three times.
So anyway, so we go there because she was going to be working there. But guess what they did? They trained her for a week at a different restaurant. And then when she called to get her schedule, they wouldn't pick the phone up. She kept saying, hey, can you tell me what my schedule is? Can you tell me what my schedule is? And she had to find out from a third party that works there that they decided not to hire her.
She didn't take.
They're like, man, we don't like her.
But they pay you for training, right?
No. She worked
what?
For, yeah, it was free.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
And but you went there thinking she would be there.
Well, at least supporting a restaurant where, you know, my friend works. What's the deal with Katie?
She's on the phone, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's
talking to somebody.
Oh, maybe.
So,
that's what it is.
Did you buy her something? I mean, an actual gift?
Yeah.
Other than this floating in water bullshit?
No, she wanted that. I bought her the floating in water bullshit. I bought her a 90-minute massage. We went to dinner at Cafe Mezzanote, and I got her a card.
What happened to Julep? Thought they went there.
We went there, too.
Okay.
So
card?
My,
no flowers?
No. I got her flowers.
On.
Well, I got her flowers on the 14th.
Yeah,
I
understand. I get that with Tawana. She's February 2nd, so I pick one for flowers.
I got flowers and a necklace on Valentine's Day, and I got the float, the massage, dinner at Cafe Mezzanote, and the card on her birthday.
See, we're in the same boat because we have Valentine's and birthdays for our women 2 weeks apart, basically. Like, because I've got Christmas and then her birthday, February 2nd, then Valentine's Day. When my cards on Valentine's Day, I've run out of things to say. I got no more loving comments.
Yeah, well, I told you we went to see Wicked. Did we talk about Wicked the last time on here, Robbie?
Yes, you talked about it on the
And then
the
we, I went to see the Eagles.
Okay.
So we went to see Wicked, went to see the Eagles.
She
got
a busy
flowers.
Life.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. I also got her candy. Sorry, also candy on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So candy, flowers, necklace, Wicked, Eagles, dinner at Cafe Mezzanote, the float, the massage.
Okay. Sex? Did you give her good sex?
Girls don't want birthday sex, right?
There's probably things you're not doing enough of that you could have slipped in.
No, I had sex yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that doesn't count. That's just regular sex.
Yeah, that's what, yeah. She doesn't,
it wasn't birthday.
What do you think she wants? She doesn't, it's a relief if I'm not climbing on top of her. She doesn't want birthday sex.
Fair enough. She wants to float in water with no Joe. Never
yeah.
heard of such a fucking
Well, that's
thing.
What I wanted her to tell about, because what happens is she went, I got her 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she
You're just by yourself?
She just sit in there. And you're supposed
Are you
to,
naked?
I guess you have to be, right? Or in a bathing suit or something, right?
I don't know.
And then eventually she was like, this is too much. I can't just sit here.
It's hot water, I take it?
Yeah, I would imagine, right?
Yeah.
And then she's like, but you can't sink.
What's that cost?
It was a lot.
Okay, can we, do you know, can we guess?
A
90-minute floating in water?
Well, let me see if I can find it on my... Go ahead.
The water's treated with something that's good for your skin, or there's some therapeutic value to it, I assume.
Yeah, let me take a look and see if I can't.
Sounds like a couple $100.
Yeah, I don't know my password. I was going to go into my. Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was the massage.
Sounds horrible.
No, it was a lot. There was a lot of cool stuff.
What do you do? Do you wait, or you're just home while she's doing this?
No, I had to.
You're at Larry's Tavern?
No, I think I had to take, while I was on the phone, you and I have a pretty cool event that's coming up.
We do.
Yeah. By the way, Robbie, Rob and I are going to Ocean City on Wednesday to go meet with the venue where we're going to do the murder mystery.
A business trip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do we get to know where that is?
Yeah, it's a Clarion. No, this is happening. So,
yeah.
I mean, we're meeting with the general manager, I think that's who it is, and it was set up by the Ravens. Marketing, so
yeah.
We're going to do it, and they'll be whatever X
at
Ravens,
Beach Bash.
Yeah, at Beach Bash, which is the last weekend in May,
mm-hmm.
And then that Friday, I believe it's the 29th, we're going to have a murder mystery down there, and there's going to be a bunch of 98 Rock personalities in it and a bunch of ex-Ravens in it
and
as well.
Maybe some cheerleaders, some current cheerleaders.
Yeah, definitely some current cheerleaders and maybe some current Ravens, depending on
who
comes down, but yeah, we're gonna
And what's the show going to be?
We're going to Most likely, we'll have to nail that down, but we're going to do Back to the 80s.
Yeah, that's what we're...
that's what we're targeting.
Targeting. Yeah, yeah. We're going to try to, I think, make that work. I think it's one of our best shows, if not our best show, and it's definitely an easy sell in terms of
it's
80s.
It's top three.
Yeah, it's just clearly top three, for sure.
Superhero Homicide 1. Anyway, but I do want to tell you guys about the Eagles.
Okay.
So let's take a break, and then on the way back... we'll find out if Robbie would have been mad or not.
Be right back.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. These two plan to be wed. It's too bad someone will drop dead.
We're having a wedding, and you're all invited. Die Laughing Productions presents Love and Marriage and Murder. It's the bride and groom's big day. Bells will ring, the sun will shine. They'll love until the end of time. The end indeed, because this is a murder mystery, a wedding whodunit. Can you solve it and live happily ever after? Love and Marriage and Murder stars me, 98 Rock's Justin Schlegel, Joe and Katie Robinson, the real-life newlyweds, and all your favorite Die Laughing Productions performers. But the real stars of the show are all you, the wedding crashers in the audience. We have audience roles available for willing volunteers. The rest of you could sit back, laugh, and enjoy a wedding day ruined by an untimely death, and maybe help solve a whodunit.
Next performance, April 30th at the DC Improv. For more information, visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
It's already February. The year goes by so fast.
Can I just say real quick,
yeah.
There was an over-under in chat. How long does it take Rob to mention Koechner?
Champ here. I'm all about having fun.
You know what? Fuck you. I won't talk about it.
And the over-under was 1 minute, and you went under.
Why was it Magoobies with Mickey Coachella? Was there an over-under on how when I mentioned Mickey?
Stinker? That's fart is what it's called. It's not a swear word. Is it Lepus or Lepus? I would be more upset if somebody besmirched my wife than
yes.
if they besmirched my dog, right?
Why do you keep telling the story? How does that even come up?
Not going to be easy. Eagles.
Because Sean and I have a history of having similar girls that we've been interested in.
One of them's hooking dead up now.
With. Yeah. Sorry. Serves her right.
Okay, you're acting kind of weird, though. Hold on. Is there somebody in the car with you?
What kind of fucking radio is this?
Okay, enough, Robbie. Hang up.
Chris, are you on a date?
Then they get a little bit older. They can watch Arthur, where Buster Baxter bullies them or whatever.
The hell's Arthur?
He's the aardvark on PBS.
I told you not to touch it!
Yeah, just take a look. Can you add inches to your...
I don't think that doesn't seem as easy, because where do you add
it? I told you not to touch it!
I love breakfast. Yes. It's not better than fucking dinner, all right?
Hello.
Eric.
What's up, dude? You're on the air.
Oh, Rob and Joe show. Hey, what's up?
And then Eric does video where he's reaching the camera phone above the stall. Got a nice shot of Justin sitting on the toilet.
Who does number two work for?
Wicked was fucking awesome. It was a blast.
Oh. That's right, buddy. You show that turd who's boss.
Tom Arnold always, be in there.
Always fantastic.
So, first of all, Chris or Steve was in there. Just real quick, Chris is back at Mill Street.
Yeah, he sent a picture with him and Mickey. The girl we talked to, the manager, Mickey Milstrom.
What's up, man?
Who messaged us. He's back, baby. So that's our good deed for the year, I think.
Chris and I actually were in an argument.
Oh, it got heated. Yeah.
I promised I would not discuss it on air.
Very serious stuff.
But feel free. I mean, it's up to Chris, right? But I took exception to a couple things. Yeah,
no,
bonus.
I don't want to
bonus show.
Bonus. Oh, you said phone. I was like, no, don't.
No.
Do not
we
call.
Had a bad experience when we got the,
you
know,
the
Uber driver.
Him?
He's very busy putting that spring line of T-shirts out.
No thanks. Yeah, anyway, but we made up. We're fine. Mm-hmm. Everything's good.
You think Chris could name one Eagles song?
Huh. That's a good question. I mean, Hotel
Want
California.
Me to call him and find out?
No.
No, but Hotel California, it might be the most recognizable rock song that exists.
Do you think the average person can name how many Eagles songs per one Eagles player ever?
Oh, huh. My father knows more Eagles songs because he knows Hotel California. I don't think you could name an Eagles player.
Ever?
I don't think you could.
Okay.
Dad, if you could name an Eagles player, type it in chat. Now, if I said, I don't want to say a name because then he'll put that in there. But Benchwarmer said not a chance he knows one. He definitely knows the song Hotel California.
Take it easy.
He doesn't know it.
Because if you're like 20, you're much more likely to know an Eagles player than an Eagles song.
Yeah.
You could be 11 years old, be a football fan.
Everybody in the world knows Hotel California. Everyone in the world knows that song.
No, not young people.
Really?
Yeah, that's pretty well known.
Oh, no, I'm saying it is, but I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, Billie Eilish has won every Grammy. She never heard of Van Halen.
Yeah, Graham said, yeah. I know nothing. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. Clearly, he knows Hotel California. Dad, you know the song Hotel California. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he doesn't know it.
But he knows Harold Carmichael.
He definitely doesn't.
He's an Eagles player from the 80s.
Yes. He knows Wilbert Montgomery.
Mike Quick.
Okay.
Ron Jaworski. So,
the guy Mark Wahlberg played.
Vince Battaglia.
That's it, yeah. Anyway, so let me say this. Robbie's going to take some exception with this.
Uh-oh. Because this, if you don't know, this is Robbie's favorite band of all time, right?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he said that they're the greatest American band, and it's hard to argue that they're not. I don't know. Who else is in the conversation?
I don't know. I mean, it's a good...
Maybe if you were to go R&B, you know, maybe a band like The Temptations, maybe? You know what I mean?
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire isn't...
But I call them more of a band than The Temptations. I call it group.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah. I do. I do know what you're saying. But anyway, whatever. The point is that they're a great band.
Yes.
So I saw them with Robbie. That was probably 20 years ago, right, Robbie? It might even be more than that.
It was about 20 years.
Yeah, so we saw them somewhere around 2000. It might even have been before that. I don't know if I had kids at the time. Maybe I did. Mm-hmm. They were way better this time. I mean,
really?
Oh my God, not even close. Okay. So,
because they have their heyday, then they had their comeback, which was in the 90s, right? So you might have saw them on the tail end of that comeback.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't that it was bad.
But I'm thinking maybe they got tired of each other again.
I don't think that was it. you don't have to hear songs like Hole in the World. You know what I mean? Stuff like, you don't have to hear that.
I don't know what that is. But...
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's some song they wrote for 9/11. You know, I mean, just...
Oh, gotcha.
Right, right.
Sounds hilarious.
You don't have to hear any of that. Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell you what they played, first of all. They played the album Hotel California.
In order. Okay.
From the very first song they played was Hotel California.
Gotcha.
They played the entire first side of the album. Some hot chick came out, flipped the album over. They played the whole back half.
We should do that in our murder mystery.
Good point. Then they go, hey, we're going to take a brief intermission, and we're going to come back, and we're going to play every other song we have. That's what Don Henley says. And they come back, and they do. Now, here's the thing. What you don't have is you don't have Glenn Frey, okay? And I know, and look, you know what? I already had a great appreciation for him, probably not the appreciation Robbie has, mm-hmm. but, you know, he's an all-timer, okay? Here's the thing. His son looks exactly like he did when, like in that documentary History of the Eagles,
right.
The long hair, the mustache. Okay, he
That's
looks
pretty cool.
just like him, okay?
How old is he? Like 30?
He's 24 years
oh,
old.
Oh, wow.
Okay. He sings like a fucking angel, okay? So he sings Peaceful Easy Feeling. He sings Take It Easy, not necessarily in that order, and he sings Already Gone. Those are the three songs mm-hmm. he sings. And it takes you back. That's what, I mean, you understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
This is more to Robbie. It kind of, so it's not like some guy is singing his songs. You know, does that make sense?
So the fact that it was his son.
It's his son, and it isn't Wolfgang Van Halen. It's not
gotcha.
Some fat punk, right? This guy.
Is that his name?
That's, yeah, Wolfgang okay. Van Halen is Eddie Van Halen's son who plays now, you know. This guy, not only can he play, not only is he doing the five-part harmonies, he looks exactly like his dad. They're showing pictures behind him of his dad when yeah. his dad's younger. So even now I'm getting goosebumps.
So you're getting the nostalgia
God, you
stuff.
Are. What it gave you, it just felt that so, such a tribute, right? And he was so humble, right? He was so grateful. And, you know, guess how many Instagram followers he has?
22,000.
5,000.
That's it?
See what I'm saying? He's just a
Does
kid.
Does he tell any stories?
He doesn't. He's a kid.
Right.
So it was magical. I'm not kidding. It was magical to hear him do it. They treated it with such respect. They had an orchestra playing behind a lot of the songs behind him. They brought in
and this was Madison Square Garden.
Madison Square.
Had you been there
in
before?
Madison Square Garden. So I had been there. I got kicked out of Madison Square Garden. What happened was, I went to visit my friend Dana in New York. She was working there.
This is when?
This is 30 years ago.
All right.
We buy Knicks tickets off a scalper. We go up. There's people in our seats. I'm an idiot. I go, hey, these people are in our seats. They go, no, your tickets are stolen, and they kick me out. So that's the only time I've been in Madison Square Garden.
Great memory. Which was a better time?
So, right. So not only do they do every song. That you know, if you look at their set list on setlist.com or FM or whatever, they play for 3 hours.
Wow. No
they
opener?
Every song, no opener. That's another thing. You know, when the show was started, starts at 8. Guess what time they started playing?
8:05.
8.
Wow.
They walk out, they start playing. And it really was I get Robbie because he's like, listen, this is my all-time favorite. He's not there. It might not be the same, but... Mm-hmm. The reverence with which they treated him and the fact that it was his son and that he's a dead ringer. You know, I'm telling you, it's hard for you to know, Robbie, but if you were there, I feel like you would have felt differently. And by the way, the other person that they have filling in is Vince Gill, and he's a fucking maestro. So he's got a fucking outstanding voice. He's a great guitar player. They really, really, because here's the other thing about, you know, those guys fought all the time historically, right? Mm-hmm. Famously, I guess is a better word. But Don Henley loves Glenn Frey, loves him.
Well, if you watch that documentary, it was that Vince Gill, they did those country versions of all those Eagles songs. They were in a video together.
Yeah, they...
And that sort of...
Yeah, they had an album
helped,
out...
Helped them mend fences.
Yeah, they had an album out of all these country singers doing Eagles songs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was one of them. But it was magical. It really was. They did, again, there's...
I heard they close on Hotel California as well. Is that true?
Yeah, they do.
That's cool.
But it was only more like a little reprise. Yeah. You don't hear the whole song. They don't, but they do, but they go to the guitar solo and they do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
now,
it was awesome.
Does this make you reconsider seeing them, Robbie?
Maybe a little.
Couldn't.
And they also did a song, and I went to Robbie, and I'm like, do you know this song? And this is just to show you how deep a cut is. Robbie just kind of knew it. Is that fair, wow. fair to say, Robbie?
Yeah, I've heard it a few times. I couldn't, like, sing it on cue, but I knew, I was aware of the song.
The song's called Try and Love Again, right? But because they're playing all of Hotel California, mm-hmm. they're playing a song I've never heard before. And it's a song that's done by Randy Meisner, who's the former bass player.
Right.
Who sang Take It to the Limit, who got kicked out of the band because he wouldn't sing Take It to the Limit.
No, I remember that.
So they just don't play this song. So I'm sitting there and they're playing this song and I'm like, this is a fucking great song.
So it's a song from the 70s.
It's from Hotel California. Gotcha. It's from the album. Okay, and they play it and now it's my new favorite Eagles song.
Oh, okay. It's on the album. Okay.
That's it's on cool. the, right. That's the only reason you're hearing it. Gotcha. Otherwise, they wouldn't be playing a song from a guy they kicked out of the band.
Yeah. Also, Joe said Vince Gill sang it. So.
Yeah, Vince Gill sang it. Yeah, but it also
that's
has
this,
this five-part harmony in it, and they all, again, yeah. It's really, they were, Erica, my friend Erica, mm-hmm. left, she said, that's the best concert I've ever been to.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's pretty high praise. She's been to a lot of concerts.
Is this a trend for, because I think U2 did a Joshua Tree tour where they did that entire album. And now, is this a thing you think that's going to be?
Well, I saw Rush, that yeah, that's a good idea because I saw Rush and they did the Moving Pictures tour. They did all of, you know, that album.
Right.
Tom Sawyer, Limelight, Red Barchetta.
I saw Dennis DeYoung, and he did the whole Grand Illusion album.
Oh, I thought he was going to do the whole Desert Moon album.
We're skewing real young this episode. In other news, Robbie's about to see a comedic legend, Louis C.K.
Yep.
That's where you tell your story.
I say, there's no story to it. He's out there. He's out there in theaters now. I mean, he's not hiding. He's not sneaking around. He's not going into a comedy club last minute. He's out there and he's selling out shows.
Yeah, I worked with him about a year ago in Virginia Beach, and he was doing clubs then that size. He did Magoobies not that long ago. They'd announced it like the week of, and it would sell out immediately. And then you had to put your cell phone on this pouch thing. And
yeah.
So
is that going to happen at the Warner? It seems
I would imagine
that seems hard to do.
Yeah, I mean, you have your phone the whole time. It's just but you're holding this. You can't open this pouch. So
you
it's not like
I,
you're not without your phone.
You and I went to go see Prince.
Yes,
probably might have been the last concert he ever had. I don't know, but
he did a piano tour. It was one of the last ones he had with a full band. Yeah.
Yeah. So we went to go see him, and they said, "Hey, if you video, we're going to kick you out."
Right. Yeah.
And I went. You went with Tawanda, and I went with my friend Tony. We all mm-hmm. went together, but that we sat with each other, and somebody in my section was videoing, and they fucking kicked that person out.
Well, I think
she was not happy either.
I think that's becoming a trend now. Is I think these artists, comics, and musicians, they just. Just watch the damn show.
You know how many videos and pictures I took at the Eagles concert?
14.
Zero.
Okay, good for
no,
you.
No, I'm not. Fuck, whatever. I won't forget that.
I agree.
No, it was. I'll remember every moment of that.
So, Robbie, it's at the Warner Theater?
Yes, Warner Theater.
See, that's what tells you that he's, you know, that's a Warner Theater. If they're not afraid of any backlash, then, you know, what's bigger than that?
It's time
He's never going to do a stadium. It's not his act.
You know what he did when he was accused of doing whatever it was that he was doing? You know what he did?
He apologized?
He apologized. He didn't.
Some people don't think he apologized enough, but I think, I mean, look, if he's doing theaters, that's what he was doing before.
Yeah, this is.
He doesn't have a TV show.
He might not get a TV show again. Maybe not, but he'll still make himself a few million. And
right.
That's. Look, his punishment fit the crime, in my opinion. It fit the crime.
Will he ever be nominated, because I assume he'll have a new album, will he be nominated for any sort of
Grammy?
Or a special? Will he get another special? That's the question.
I don't know. Isn't it strange? All these actors rally around Roman Polanski,
mm-hmm.
who fucked an underage girl. He raped somebody. That's not a matter of opinion.
Didn't he flee the country?
He left the country. Mm-hmm. He was convicted. Mm-hmm. He raped somebody. And they're all, I don't know what makes that okay. Maybe it's a period of time. I don't know what makes that okay. I feel like, and I don't know, but I've never heard him say, I'm really sorry for my actions. I've never heard that either.
I don't know. But I mean, CK, he did release his own special about 10 years or so ago, but that's before Netflix was handing you $20 million.
Oh, yeah. And he was like, hey, isn't that where he said, pay what you think you.
No, I think it was like $5.
Oh, yeah.
But it's almost, you know, when $450 if it's going to you.
I think he talked about that, too.
Yeah. Because remember that's when Eric the actor, God rest his soul, was like, shitting on comics who are trying to sell their CD for 10 because Louis C.K.'s for 5. Not understanding how the business works.
Yeah.
Or just a reason to shit on me and my download card.
Was your comedy CD better than Louis C.K.'s?
My next one will be.
Okay, good.
I'm trying. I'm close. I'm close to having it. I almost have enough jokes.
Oh, for a new CD?
Yeah, because I'm recording all these shows. My lapel mic, the sound is good. I can use that. Ideally, you want it to be as much of one set as possible as opposed to just jumping around.
Yeah, no, you're right about that.
But, yeah.
Hey, I'm doing stand-up on Thursday.
I know.
God, I've done...
I wish you would promote it. I keep
I'm
telling
sorry,
you
I
to.
Will. I will. As soon as we are off here, I'll send out a tweet.
But, I mean, I've given you just retweets. You could have I've done the work for you.
All right, I'll go on your page and I'll retweet
it.
Well,
you can do a new one, whatever you want to do. It's up
to
you.
Yeah,
Ramshead, this Thursday.
I've done no preparation for this whatsoever.
Yeah, I could tell.
You think I should? You think 10 minutes, I'm fine?
No, I think you should have an idea of a set list.
Yeah.
And then run through it real quick. I mean, something you would do in 10 or 15. And you could do it in the car right over.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. You and I are going to...
I'll be there.
You and I are driving to Ocean City on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. We'll do it then.
So, yeah, I guess I could just go through my...
But I want this show to do well because we've been pumping up Tommy Cimbazzo.
Yeah, Tommy's
And
great.
We have him headlining.
Well, that's what's great is
that... I want him to crush. I want him to have a real audience.
Even if I do 10 minutes and it's not just okay, don't worry. Tommy's coming.
Yeah, and Ty Davis is really funny. She's coming after you.
There you go. All right, cool.
She'll do really well. But we still want you to do
it. No, you know I'll do fine. 10 minutes.
I know you will.
Yeah,
but I mean, you could do great.
Yeah, no, I think I think I will do great.
Okay, we're going to grade you.
Okay.
And you think, I'll give a real grade.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'll factor in you're the first comic and all
right,
that.
Right.
So you think you'll get a B plus and above.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
You think you'll get an A above? That's hard.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll get an A. I don't know if there's going to be enough people there for it to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard
to factor that into my score.
Yeah, but
score.
They're going to have to get warmed up.
Yes, they will.
Yes.
I'll go up and introduce you. Will that help?
Oh. Yeah, that'll help.
All right.
Yeah.
Is Gramps going to be there?
I don't think so. I told you this story one time.
Maybe he could bring his prom date.
You know, Katie's only seen me not do well one time.
Interesting.
That's it.
Was that? How many times has she seen you do stand-up?
Like 50 times.
Okay.
Because remember when probably more than that.
Oh, back in the Bethesda Hyatt days?
Oh, yeah. And I would just go there and just lay waste.
Murder,
right?
Yeah.
But she saw me do poorly one time at Stables in Winchester. I mean, in Westminster.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Westminster?
Westminster, yeah.
Yeah. She saw me do not great there. Other than that, she's only seen me do well. So
is Katie coming?
I have no idea. I didn't even talk to her about it.
All right.
I don't even know if she knows I'm doing stand-up.
I texted her.
Oh, yeah,
I wanted her to tell Frank so he could go and heckle you.
Yeah, because, well, don't do that because then I don't know what material I'll be comfortable doing.
No, I really wanted her to tell Frank so he would come to the show. That was my way of trying to get her to get her whole family there. Not to heckle you, but to...
Right, right.
That's how we make money.
Sell more tickets.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, so, no, I'll be fine. I'm literally probably going to talk about my brand new marriage.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to do material I've never done before.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. That's my plan.
Because that's usually when you work out new material while you're emceeing.
Yeah, right. When you haven't been on stage.
Right.
It's been over a year. Because the last time I was on stage was the Polar Bear Plunge comedy show. Last February.
Okay, yeah.
So it's been over a year since I've been on stage. Well, not concluding the murder mystery.
We're really selling it. So, Robbie, you think Joe will hit it out of the park, or will he have some rusty?
Hit it out of the park, no. He's going to have a solid set.
Okay.
One time, I was going to tell this story. My father came to the Baltimore Comedy Factory and saw me, and I fucking destroyed, okay? So the next time I'm there, he brings his friends that he works with. This story's probably 15 years old, right?
Yeah.
He brings friends that he works with, and I don't have a great set. And he comes to me and he goes, you know, you didn't tell those jokes the same.
Maybe you didn't, Joe.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Pretty sure you did, too.
Yeah. And by the way, that's just what you want to hear if you didn't do well.
God. Right.
I was like, meh, good.
Let's take a break. We'll come back and wrap this up. Robin Joe Show.
Hi, this is radio personality and morning show host Justin Schlegel back to tell you about the newest interactive, hilarious whodunit from Die Laughing Productions, Hit Me 90s One More Time. In this show, I really get to stretch my acting chops. I play a radio personality. This time, we're taking you back to the 1990s. You're at a radio station promotional event where listeners battle it out for the hottest concert tickets of the year, Ace of Base. Everything goes smoothly and no one dies. Not, actually, some unlucky person will not just be losing their religion, but meeting their fate. And top market DJ Slater in the Morning, that's me, must solve the murder. Hit Me 90s One More Time also stars two princes, Mr. Jones and all your favorite Die Laughing Productions comedians, and most importantly, you, the audience. Come celebrate the 90s with us, for all we really want to do is have some fun, jump around, and help you get through this semi-charm kind of life. Don't miss Hit Me 90s One More Time. Eat, drink, laugh, solve a murder.
Next performance, April 11th at the Bright Box Theater, Winchester. Tickets are on sale right now. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Are you guys, I know you're not, Joe, but are you watching that Love is Blind on Netflix?
Hey, Katie is. Hold on. Hey, Katie, come here.
I'm watching that stupid show, too.
So I get stressed.
You're watching it with her?
No.
Okay.
But I get stressed when I'm watching. So you're going to like this. Get on the mic over there.
Do you guys care that the woman that I picked for The Bachelor, she's in the final three?
I'd fallen behind on The Bachelor, but I need to catch up. I need inspiration for this murder mystery. But, of course, she's in the final three. The girl that you picked?
Yeah.
God, Jesus, Robbie. Yeah.
No, Madison's going to win.
Thank you. That's who I picked.
You picked Madison? Okay, well, then I know you cheated, so it's fine.
He did cheat.
There's no way I cheated. He couldn't have.
Well, there was a delay because he when we asked, but he definitely, it's much less likely now. Anyway,
it is not possible that I was able to find out who the winner was.
So Love is Blind is on Netflix.
Yes.
And it's a show, it's very addictive.
It is so addictive. I'm watching it right now.
So am I. I'm not at the end.
No. Like currently you called me in here as I was watching it.
Oh, you're literally watching it. Yeah. So if you haven't seen it, they have, it's probably about 10 or 15 guys, 10, 15 girls. They separate them. They each go in these like pods where they can talk to each other but not see each other.
They're like on the other side of a door.
Exactly. Yeah. And they go on a series of dates day after day. And they get to know each other, and then eventually they figure out, well, they like this guy better, this girl better. And then after about 4 days or so, if they propose and then they say yes, then they actually they meet. And then they all go – they all live in Atlanta. So if they do end up – if it could work in terms of they all live in the same city.
Right.
So they were smart to do that. There's not going to be any issues with that. So then they go to this island – where they, like Mexico, where they just vacation.
Yeah.
And then they all live in this apartment complex together. And then in like another 2 weeks, they get married. So it's basically a month long process. But the idea is that can you form this bond and friendship and attraction solely based on conversation?
But they also throw the wrench in of there were some other connections being made. While these connections are being made.
Right.
So some guy might like two or three girls, or one girl might like multiple guys, but now one didn't work out. And then they see each other later. So there's like other attractions to other people that didn't get picked.
They see that the guy I didn't pick is better looking than the guy that I did pick, that kind of thing.
And some have secrets and they like some of them are just like immediately banging.
Give me an example of a secret.
Like, I don't know. Do you want me to ruin it for everybody? I don't want to ruin it.
You're talking about the black guy?
Yeah, Carlton. Yeah.
Then just say, I'm not going to watch.
Well, he's really white. Okay, spoiler alert for anybody for the next few seconds. This guy, Carlton, and this girl, he proposes, they go out, and then the night that they spend their first night together, he tells her, oh, by the way, I also fuck dudes.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
and
man.
Then.
And she's like, fuck you.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah.
No, I thought she was right because she didn't get mad at him because of that. She got mad at him because why didn't you divulge this?
Correct.
And he got shitty with her.
No, she's right. That's something you need to know.
Right.
Yes, but I think
hoping
Katie, that.
I also.
I Yeah, I know. Well, Kristen and I were talking about that. I mean, this show is such a train wreck. It's it is so absolutely insane that these people think that they love each other after 3 days. But it's also, they picked the perfect, most awkward. They're, all of them are almost hot, but they're still realistically hot.
Yeah, they're so they're all good looking people.
Yeah, none of them are like, oh my God, there's no way this person could be with this person. So
yeah, they all fit in terms of attractiveness. Yes. It makes sense. Yeah,
but there's also the two that are like elitely hot. Yeah. And they kind of had a connection, but it's, oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah.
And so I assume it's over, or because it comes out each week.
I think they have another, okay. They have another group of people.
But Katie is telling me that it's extremely uncomfortable.
Oh, it's.
And that's, you know.
There's a couple moments. I think the funniest part, I don't know if you got to this, where the girl says to the guy, she's like, you know how you keep saying to me this is the best sex of your life? You notice how I never return that compliment?
Oh, my God.
I haven't seen that yet. I'm so excited.
I'm sorry, but it's
no,
grand.
I'm excited.
Yes.
No, it's so uncomfortable when they're on the other side of these walls for like 48 hours later. One's like, oh, my God, I love you. I want to marry you. And they propose to each other. And these people are like legitimately believe that they're in love with each other.
Yeah.
And they're all insane. And they're all drunk all the time. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, it is. It's stupid TV, but I think there is a point to when you are just talking without seeing each other. I think you don't have your phone. You're not worried about when you say something, how do I look when I say it?
Right, I got you.
So I do feel like there is something to, you can just be honest and open up and say things. Because you feel more vulnerable if someone's staring at you and you're saying,
true.
Yeah, when I was 14, this happened. You know, when you can't see each other, that's why there's confessional, you can't see. So I think there's some truth to that. But there is, you can't have a physical chemistry without having
learn enough about somebody in a week.
No, you can't.
To be in love with them.
You can't.
Yeah, you guys are watching the show.
Okay, I'm just telling you, I highly recommend it. I said to Joe, it's like a Family Guy skit where it's like, it's funny, and then they make it so horrible that it just becomes funny again.
Right.
That is this entire show to me.
I've told Tawana to watch it, but then I know she's just going to get mad at me when the white guy proposes to the black girl in 4 days after never seeing
her. Oh, that is true. Hey, he's the first one that commits.
Exactly.
The first question was, are you black?
This is...
Wouldn't they say I'm black?
I think that came
They
up.
Can kind yeah. of tell.
You can say whatever. Too.
They could tell.
Yeah.
Why are they saying axe all the time?
No, that's I'm just saying racist. Like that they can just tell, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I
are
mean,
you telling me let's push not this isn't a racist thing. This is like if a black
part.
Guy was on the phone and you're on the phone, I'm going to know which
yes.
one's the black guy.
I think that's
no black guy sounds like Joe Robinson.
Yeah, you're going to know for a fact I'm white. When Katie went to go to her float, right? How long did
My
you float?
My float was 90 minutes. It was $75.
Oh, that's it? But what a bargain.
But I didn't remember how much it was. But you couldn't handle the whole thing,
God,
right?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
And I think they only charged you for $60 because I didn't stay in there the whole time. Because I said to her, I came out really early. This isn't my thing.
True or false, she was gone for, I don't know how long she was gone for. I watched an entire season of a television show while she was gone. True or false?
True.
True. It was.
Wait. Can we guess the show?
I don't think you guys have ever heard of it.
He's told me like 6 times. I don't even remember.
Okay, hold on. What network is it on?
It's on. It's. I believe it's a Netflix show. Pretty sure.
Okay. It's. It's.
Might be Hulu. Now that I'm looking.
Is it in its first season?
It is. There's only one season. There's 7 episodes. Each episode's 20 minutes long.
Oh, then it's a comedy, I guess. Then I don't know it probably.
It's called I'm Not Okay With This.
Who's in that?
The girl from It with the short hair, the female in the show, in the movie.
The kid?
Yep, the kid is in it.
Okay.
And she is like a coming of age, but she also has superpowers.
You love coming of age.
Love it. I try to tell Katie that. I love coming of age. That's why when she turned 30, it's not the same because she's no longer coming of age.
No, she's not.
She's of age. Yeah. At this point. But so, I love coming of age. But in this place, she's awkward. She's trying to find her way, but she also has superpowers. It's the fuck dumb as shit.
Okay. No, we can't shit on it. We're watching Love is Blind.
No,
what if I wanted to watch that?
Yeah.
How did I ruin it?
You watch it ahead of me, and you complain all the time on here about how
I just told you I watched it in 2 hours. So if you want to watch it, I believe you'll find the time.
I don't want to watch it.
And I will also watch it again.
There you go. What if he watches it with you?
Because coming of age.
I will only watch it if he watches Love is Blind.
No, I'm not watching Love is Blind. So
you are you watching Better Call Saul?
I am. Good. I have one episode to go. Okay. There's only been two episodes. There's only been three, right?
The third one's tonight, I
think. Oh, okay, then I'm caught up. Yeah, I watched.
There's been two, right, Robbie, two?
Yes, two so far.
Okay. Shout out McMillions. If you're not watching,
it's so good.
You better be.
I think we have an episode to get.
Oh, we have one tonight.
Yeah. So we got McMillions.
Yeah, there was one last night.
Hey, let's, if you're not watching McMillions, get HBO. It's a story about how the McDonald's Monopoly game was essentially, there was no real winners. Somebody was
not
getting the
pieces.
Prizes. Yeah, not the.
Yeah, never won.
Yeah, there's a lot of free hamburgers.
Yeah, yes. Even the hamburgers were fixed. <best.
laughs> Hey, I can hook you up with this free milkshake. Give me 25 cents.
You're going to give me 25 cents every year for the next 10 years.
But I want them to make a movie out of that or a Netflix series. And if you saw the main guy, I think Vince Vaughn could play him. Do you see the pictures of him?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah? You see that?
Well, I do see that.
Vince Vaughn is like 6'5".
No, I think Vince Vaughn maybe 10 years ago. Vince Vaughn's a lot older now. We just saw him in, I just watched
Curb
him in Curb
Your
Enthusiasm, and he's,
still
aged.
Hilarious, but yeah.
Well, I'm not talking about the detective. I'm talking about
Uncle Jerry.
Yeah.
Oh, Uncle Jerry.
Yeah.
So I don't.
Because a young Uncle Jerry looks a little bit like.
Hey, you're so right.
We haven't met him.
They've shown pictures.
Yeah. Okay, only pictures. Because if there's a new, if they've talked to him, we haven't seen that.
No,
okay.
Just pictures.
Yeah, what do you mean? You already, okay, we're not, okay.
Did you watch ahead?
No, you have a horrible memory.
Well, there's Jerry and there's Uncle Jerry. There's two Jerrys.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
oh, no.
Yes.
No.
There's Fat Jerry.
You're thinking of Fat Jerry. Uncle Jerry's
Aren't
the other
Aren't
they
both guy. Uncle Jerry?
No, the other guy is Uncle Jerry.
Okay.
Uncle Jerry's ahead of
You're
Fat
right.
Jerry.
Okay, you're right. Okay.
They just showed pictures
of Uncle
Jerry.
Oh, but, you're so right, though.
But who would play the FBI guy?
I know. Jared Leto?
Nah, he's more of a Gosling to me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Gosling would
Bradley
be perfect.
Bradley Cooper?
No, Gosling, because he's kind of petite like him.
Yeah.
Gyllenhaal? I think Gosling.
He could do it.
Gosling, is he too pretty, though? This guy's pretty
good.
This guy's
attractive.
He's hilarious, too. Yeah. So.
Even if honestly, Michael Scott, what's his name?
Steve Carell
younger would be perfect for
him.
Yeah, it'd be kind of
difficult now. I think he's got white hair now.
Well, you have to have the attorney from Jacksonville.
Oh, that could be like Ben Stiller or something.
It could. I think somebody a little more we take more seriously.
What about
he's never
chick?
Made us laugh.
Oh, the chick would be a good casting.
Patricia
right?
Arquette.
She's too old for that girl.
Now, can I say one thing about McMillions? They talked to the son the last episode. Did you see that? The guy's son, he never met his dad.
Uh-huh.
And
we're not casting that guy.
And he doesn't.
Jerry Jr.
And he doesn't hold his mom. I mean, his mom's a horrible piece of shit.
Oh, yeah. She has to be in it. She's got to be
in it. Hey, she could be like, Idina Menzel when she did that Uncut Gems role where she's that super trashy.
I don't know. She's way too hot to be that girl.
Yeah.
That girl cannot be.
She could be Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah. Like dress up kind of trashy or whatever.
Yeah.
But my point is that poor kid is. It's his mom, so he's kind of like snowed into believing that she's a good person or whatever.
Well, he was stealing for her. He knows that she's a criminal.
Yeah.
Correct.
So, but he's like, oh, I can't believe that she do. But did you hear that? Like, he defends her. I'm like, what? She's
oh, but
already
what about
went to
the
jail.
Brother and the brother's wife? That's a great.
I like those two.
Yes.
Yeah, they're funny.
I like the brother's quote. He goes, you can get away with it a bunch of times. You only have to get caught once.
Yeah.
He's
that
right.
That guy's super bald. Who could he be?
It reminds me, that relationship reminds me of Katie a little bit because he's talking and she's always correcting him. She's coming.
It's interesting you say that because Quality Time Podcast has a Joe's Correction segment. shout out Quality Time Podcast.
Yeah, hard to argue with you there.
Can we get Bob Odenkirk in this show?
Could he be the lawyer that told the gold suit guy to go take off his fucking gold suit?
The gold suit guy is the guy. But he could be that. But anyway, no. If you're not watching McMillions. Hey, they give out an Oscar for the documentary of the year. Are they going to make a better documentary than McMillions this year? I mean, how could they do that better than McMillions?
Isn't it usually just a doc, like a 1 hour, 2 hour thing, not a series? Is that a separate?
I never thought
category?
About that. Robbie, what do you know?
I think that documentary feature has to be one long movie.
Okay.
Well, there should be a documentary. There's got to be some award.
Well, this will be in an Emmy category, I'm sure.
Okay, good. All right. Because it's God, it's so great.
Yeah. No, it's and it's just. It makes you question a lot of things. Like, if this could happen to McDonald's.
It's funny you say that because Robbie and I, we loved playing the...
Of course.
Okay, we loved it.
Yes.
We played it all the time. Are you mad? I'm not mad.
No, I'm
not
mad.
I don't care.
I'm not mad.
I'd rather have this story.
Hey, you know what my dad, Frank, said? We told him about it. He goes, I don't remember that. I go, what do you mean you don't remember that? It's like one of the biggest things. He's like, yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember that.
He didn't remember.
He said he didn't remember McDonald's Monopoly. It was... He was in his... Late 30s. I mean, early 40s, right? And
her dad.
And he doesn't remember the biggest thing that happened at McDonald's.
So Frank could not wait to shit on me. This is so.
But real quick before I forget, can we do like a Scott Apple music? Can we do a Frank 80s and 90s pop culture?
Oh my God.
remember?
He'd be so bad.
Oh, yeah. No, that'd be great. So when we went to New York to see the Eagles, me, Katie, and our friend were playing.
Frank doesn't remember the Eagles.
Oh, he loves the Eagles. We were playing this game called What Do You Meme? And basically, it's basically Cards Against Humanity, where you have all these cards, and then you see a picture, and you have to match the whatever card you have, and whatever's the funniest wins. Does that make sense? So there's a picture of something. Well, I had this card, and I was laughing so hard. The card said on it, when you come home from vacation and your guinea pig's dead. Okay. And I just got me. And I was laughing. Okay. So we're telling the story about this game at dinner. And I was talking about how funny this thing was that I read. And Frank couldn't wait for me to tell him what it was. Why?
He knows what it is?
No.
Why?
He couldn't wait for me.
So shit on.
So he could say it wasn't funny.
Exactly.
As soon as I said it was so funny. He goes,
wait a minute. You think that is funny?
He goes, what was so funny? And I go, the card said when you come on vacation and your guinea pig's dead. And he goes, wait. You think that's funny?
There's nothing that you could have said that
I could have had who's on first.
I mean, by the way, it wasn't funny. So.
No, it was funny.
It really was not funny.
No, it won.
I was there.
It won. It was picked.
Me and my buddy went to this girl's house once and we were all drinking and then her rabbit died.
While you were there?
Yeah, and then we were like, so we're still hanging out, right? And then we like buried it, and then we got right back to drinking.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was.
Was she busted up?
She was drunk and hysterical and crying. We were like, sorry. We had a whole fucking funeral. It had a great life.
What was its name?
I forget. All that bullshit.
And then Oscar.
We're still pouring drinks this whole time. We're just degenerates.
Man.
Donna Robinson, shout out to her.
Hey, relative.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Maybe. All right, good stuff, guys. Hey, if you're in the area Thursday night.
Yeah, come see me.
Rams Head on Stage, Annapolis, Maryland. Hey, I'll be back in Tampa this weekend where I first, the only time I've ever met and hung out with the great Mac Bergson. So maybe.
Maybe again?
I mean, he hasn't said anything, but I didn't really tell him. So, but that's March 6th to 8th. And look for a bunch of murder mysteries April and May. Later, guys. Happy birthday, Katie.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Dirty
Katie.
30.
Hey, now.
All right.
You're doing comedy on Thursday?
Remember I texted you wanted Frank to come and heckle him?
Oh, yeah.
We talked about it. Remember we were going to have whatever.
It's all good.
We'll see you later.
Ha, 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 ha.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.